Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. Every year on All Saints Sunday in the congregation where I grew up, we sang for all the saints, as we did this morning. It was a lively, cutting-edge, fast-growing congregation full of young people and old people and middle-aged people. It was the 70s when churches were growing fast and ours was among the fastest growing. I was didn't know it at the time, but unfortunately my family was in the inner circle of that church, which it turns out, I've learned later, is not a good thing. I remember as I got older, as we sang for all the saints, I remember thinking to myself, are we talking about these people? These people that I know? Are these the saints? And if so, what makes them so saintly? Oftentimes we think of church as a place for saints. Well, this morning, about 30 minutes ago, the Lord welcomed more saints. There was a shooting at a Baptist church in Texas, near San Antonio. No word yet how many have died, but over 20 shots fired, multiple people killed. More saints. I'm sure that's not what they expected when they came to worship this morning. And we will keep them and all victims of violence in our prayers. I also wonder then why Jesus would call them blessed, those people who were killed this morning. And yet, Jesus does in the gospel lesson for today. Jesus says they are blessed. Sadly, our understanding of blessing has tended to be, I think, somewhat warped and limited. So often, you know, when you think of blessed, what do you think of? Anything? What's blessed? This, you can talk back. It's okay. There's no extra charge. You don't have to put anything more in the offering plate. Good fortune. Yeah. Yeah. Blessed. Good health. Yeah, thank you. He was at the first service. Good pastors. Good pastors. May you be blessed someday. I always think of football when I think of blessing. Well, why? Well, because they always run into the end zone and they get down on one knee and they make the sign of the cross. And when you ask them afterwards, you say, so, you know, how did you make that amazing run into the end zone against all odds? And they said, well, to God belongs the glory, and I'm just so blessed. I wonder how the defender felt. Not so blessed. So often our understanding of what it means to be blessed comes from a kind of strange worldly perspective. Probably the most common thing we think of when we think of the blessed people, the saints, are those people who commit no wrong, who do everything right, and who are morally upright. And in fact, often when we think of saints, that's what we think of. We limit our understanding of blessing to be that blessing that comes as a result of right behavior. right moral behavior. So for a long time, if you were gay, you couldn't be blessed, right, in the church? You could be healed, but you couldn't be blessed. If you were a big giver, you got blessed just a little more, right? And that's what this whole thing with Luther was about, right? We need a little blessing, buy an indulgence. We're going to be doing chair soon, so we're going to be bringing back indulgences for a short period of time. But it was all about right moral behavior. Another way we've limited our understanding of blessing comes when we have all the stuff we want and more, right? We've got our health, and we've got a wonderful partner in life, and we have a Tesla, or, in my case, a 48-year-old Volkswagen. We feel blessed. And in fact, that's really the message of a lot of the prosperity gospel, right? How do you know that you've been blessed? You got a lot of stuff. And good luck. And in fact, you know that God is blessing you because you have plenty. That's the sign. And man, we receive reinforcement for that every day. And just in case we feel a little guilty about that, there's an out. Because we limit ourselves in how we understand blessing, because if we happen to have it all, we just say it was a gift from God. That way we don't have to feel guilty about the possibility that we have what we have at the expense of someone else. So if you're the football player going into the end zone on that miraculous play, you can say, I give God all the glory. And that way you don't have to worry about the guy that you just ran over on the way in, who's laying on the ground thinking about whether or not he's going to have to go play for the Arizona Cardinals. Or even worse, the Oakland Raiders. To God belongs the blessing. I've been so blessed. And from those blessings, we reap the saints, those good people. The only problem is that in every one of those cases, in every really a lot of how we as society understand blessing and sainthood, blessings in that realm of the world are all about me. It's about me and my relationship with God, if you're lucky. Or it's about me and all of the blessings that I've received. It's about me. But what if that's not how blessing works? My friend Mark reminded me this morning that this speech, this incredible sermon that Jesus does on the mountain where the Beatitudes, one of the most popular and well-known scriptures, happens. Who is Jesus preaching to? Is it the blessed? Is it the wealthy? Is it those who have been part of the religious establishment? No, he gets up in the morning and he's talking to all the people who he's healed. The broken, the outcast, the hurting. And he says to those people, the people who the world never considers to be blessed, he says, blessed are you. Blessed are you. In Matthew, it's poor in spirit, but the original text is probably, blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who mourn. Blessed are the meek and the merciful. It's as if Jesus takes the concept of blessing and turns it on its head. And creates a vision not only for that moment, but for the whole world, about what God intends in the world. In my children's sermon, I gave the kids pairs of glasses. By the way, there's a stack of them up here. They're all ones that have been left in pews over the years. So if you're missing a pair of glasses, see me after church. But, you know, they're prescription glasses, and the kids would put them on, and their vision is changed. It looks differently. And I think that's what this text does for us. It helps us to see blessing and sainthood in a different way. For God's blessing is not evidenced by what we have or the gifts that we've been given or our natural athletic talent or our voice or any of those kinds of things. It is not a sign of being perpetually happy and perfect or morally upright. It is a sign of being loved by God for who we are and where we are forever. The limits that we apply to blessing are not limits applied to God, who pours out God's mercy and love on everyone and calls it blessing. So that those this morning who learn that their grandmother was shot at a church in Texas, we can say truly and fully, you are blessed. For God will be with you, and we will be with you till the end. It is a blessing so much deeper and more profound and transformative than any stop or morally upright behavior could even begin to express. It is a blessing that changes us from the inside out to become the very agents of blessing that God calls us to be. That wonderful crowd arrayed in white saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And the meek and the peacemakers and those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the pure of heart, the broken, the sad, the mourning, the desperate, the hopeless, even the dying. Blessed are you. It took a long time for me finally to see the congregation I grew up in as blessed. In the 70s, they grew. We had a giant youth group. We went to national youth gatherings. We did all kinds of crazy stuff. The men would come over to my house, my parents' house, and play poker and cheat. It went from being the fastest growing, cutting edge church to closing about 6 years ago. And they died in bitterness and anger and loneliness. And it's taken me years to see that they were blessed when they began, and blessed at their height, and they are blessed even now. For God has made in Jesus Christ saints of all of us. For all of us receive God's deep and abiding love in Christ. For all the saints.